Hello, Eagles fans. I'm Chris McPherson, and welcome to this Monday edition of the Eagles Update. Another day, another trade for the Eagles, but one this time involving the longest tenured member of the team. John Dornbos, signed as a long snapper back in 2006, was sent to New Orleans for draft compensation. Originally signed by the team in 2006, he played in 162 consecutive games, tying Harold Carmichael's franchise record. It was a streak that ended late last season. Dornbos earned two Pro Bowl nominations during his time in Philadelphia, but more importantly, won over millions of fans as an ambassador to the franchise. He earned nationwide acclaim last year for his performances on America's Got Talent, but he was already widely beloved by Eagles fans. This means that Rick Lovato, the Middletown, New Jersey native who finished as a long snapper in 2016, has won the job for 2017. This trade comes off the one on Sunday that netted the Eagles former third-round pick cornerback Dexter McDougal. He is the second cornerback the Eagles have acquired since the start of training camp. Let's get a scouting report about the new Eagles player.
Plays tough. He plays competitive. He can play the nickel. You know, that adds to it. And he's had some quality reps on special teams. So those are all things that we're looking for.
He looks the best, you know, I've ever seen him. And he's always played well in camp and stuff. And then it's just a fluke injuries he's had. But I think now, you know, he's ready. He's definitely ready. I mean, great shape. And he's playing well. And it's no surprise, you know, that they traded for him.
Schwartz is a new weapon in McDougal, and he also got another one back up front with the return of defensive tackle Bo Allen, who has practiced for the past 2 days in his return from a pectoral injury. The question now is, will he play Thursday night against the Jets?
Yeah, anytime you come back after a long period off, you got to kind of work back into it, but it comes back faster and faster the more you play. So I've played, you know, this is my fourth season, I've played in a lot of games here, and you know, the more I practice, the better I'm going to get, obviously. And it just kind of happens at an exponential rate, you know, when you're a seasoned vet like I am.
Now, we already know that Allen will be a key part of the Eagles' defensive line rotation this season. But one position battle to watch is at wide receiver, where the Eagles will have some tough decisions to make.
This is, without a doubt, the best group that I've been around for a while. I mean, from top to bottom. I mean, just very competitive. I mean, they've all flashed. They all deserve to be here. I believe some of these guys, for a couple guys who might not be here, I think they're going to end up someplace else. That's how confident we feel in this group. So I think all in all, we're just very happy with the progress they've made and the chemistry in that room and the production that they've had in practice and in games.
One of those receivers is Marcus Johnson, who has been impacted by the damage caused by Hurricane Harvey in Texas. Johnson is a native of League City, which is only a 45-minute drive outside of Houston, and he still has plenty of family in the area.
You know, a lot of my close friends, a lot of people that I know, it's tough. It's scrolling through my timeline, you see all this flooding, all these things going on. So it's definitely a tough situation to sit back and not be able to do much, but you know, I'm strong in my faith. I'm gonna continue to pray for them, and when I get the opportunity to go back, whenever that may be, I definitely want to help people rebuild homes, whatever I can do to just give back to the community.
That will do it for this edition of the Eagles Update. The Eagles have one more practice on Tuesday before a Wednesday walkthrough ahead of their preseason finale against the New York Jets. Until then, I'm Chris McPherson, signing off for this edition of the Eagles Update. Have a great night, everyone.